The CDD Afrobarometer Project Manager for Anglophone West Africa, Daniel Amaato, has advised government to stop bastardizing the latest survey, which suggested that government's handling of public services delivery is abysmal. He said a survey which was conducted using a cross-section of Ghanaians is a true reflection of the reality on the ground. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Ato said government should rather adopt strategies to address the issues rather than attacking the report.
If you look at our report in its entirety, you realize that when it comes to service facilities that are field workers found in the survey area, for instance, take something like electricity. 84% of our field workers that we sent out were able to see electricity grids in these communities. But when you ask the people whether the services that they are getting is reliable, how do they rate government, they are telling you no. 75% are saying very bad. So the issue is not about just the facilities that we are providing. It is about the quality of the type of services we are offering the people. That is what the people is assessing. So for me, yes, every government has been trying its best to fill in these gaps. But the point is, as you are filling in the gap, people are also looking at the service side, the services they are receiving. They are leave the judgment of that reliability to Ghanaians to determine whether what Afrobarometer has found is a true reflection of what is happening. At times we handle survey findings. I'm not even speaking in reference to just Afrobarometer, but every research work that we conduct in this country appears the moment the results are not favorable to somebody, we have to bastardize. If you look at our report, you see that the first part, we were talking about the service facility that our field workers found in these communities where they conducted the interview. And that was to help us understand why people are saying this. So in communities that we have found electricity grids, the electric poles, transformers and everything are there, we found them. Yet the people are saying the type of service we are receiving from these facilities, it's not reliable. Are they speaking the truth? There are two different things. The facility is different from whether the service that is coming out of that facility is reliable. For instance, if you put a school there, you put the desks in the school, you put the chairs in the classroom, the pupils are there, and the teachers are not going to school because we can't find teachers to post them there. You don't expect the person to tell you because I sit in the classroom, see the classroom building, then the service. The end result is the type of quality service I'm getting from the facility, and that is what the question we posed to the respondent was meant to track. It's not about whether they have the facility and it is working or not. That is right. The minister and CDD, we are speaking the same language, but from different angles, saying is we are doing this, we are doing that. Probably, come maybe 2-3 years time when we do this every year, we may see the change because now people will be benefiting from these facilities they are providing. And that is how we need to look at this.
CDD Afrobarometer Project Manager for Anglophone West Africa, Daniel Amaato.
Meanwhile, Deputy Minister of Communications, Felix Kwachifosu, says government is doing everything to improve on public service delivery. He said currently work is ongoing in all sectors of the economy. Commenting on the latest Afrobarometer survey released by the CDD, Mr. Kwachifosu said the generalization and hasty conclusions being drawn must stop. He says CDD should administer their questionnaire based on facts and figures. On water, he said government is working to augment the shortfall and even have access.
People make generalizations without averting their minds to the facts on the ground. Let us take water for instance. The Minister for Water Resources, Works and Housing disclosed that 4 major projects that would ensure that all the water demands of the Greater Accra Metropolitan Area, including parts of the Eastern Region, will be met. Currently, as I speak to you, there's a shortfall of 57 million gallons of water per day that needs to be met in order for the demand of the Greater Accra Metropolitan Area to be met. Now, I'm using that area because it accounts for 60% of all water demand in this country. These 4 projects, the Pond Water Intake Rehabilitation Project, the Accra Tema Metropolitan Area Water Supply Project, the Tefi Nungwa Water Desalination Project, will ensure that in all we get 65.3 million gallons of water per day. What that means is that we'll be able to bridge the gap of 57 million and have excess of 8 million gallons. How is it possible that a government that ensures that we bridge this gap, a government that has invested over $900 million in over 30 different water projects, that would ensure that we move from a position where just about 54% of our population has access to potable water to to a position where over 80% of them will have access to potable water in a period of 4 years, be said not to have expended much on these services or to have performed poorly in the delivery of these services.
On health, Mr. Kwachi Fosu said a 600-bed hospital and the military hospital in Kumasi are some projects ongoing. Some are in the second phase and others almost nearing completion.
There are several major hospital projects that are dotted around the country that would ensure that we expand access to healthcare. You can go to the University of Ghana today. You will find that the University of Ghana teaching hospital is coming up. That is a 600-bed hospital. The police hospital project, this is in Accra. I'm sure you can take a drive there and see what is happening there for yourself. The Ridge hospital project is going on. When you go to Kumasi today, there's a 500-bed military hospital that is going on. The Tamale teaching hospital is a 400-bed edifice. It has been finished. Phase 2 of the project is starting. If you put that aside, there are 13 district hospital projects that are currently ongoing. There are various stages of completion. Some have been completed, some are near completion, some are also beginning to start. Each of them has capacity for 120 beds. Added to that is the fact that only last month, Cabinet approved the construction of 15 polyclinics. That would augment the available capacity of our healthcare system to take on board persons who are suffering from various ailments. So, in spite of these facts, if you see that the government that is expending this sort of resources in opening up the space as far as the healthcare system is concerned is delivering poorly, then I'm afraid that perhaps those who administered that service failed to draw attention to these facts.
In education, Mr. Kwachi Fosu said 2,064 six-unit classroom blocks have been dotted across the country.
Still on the Afrobarometer, the public is of the view that government should step up efforts to improve the current challenges in the public service delivery. A sampling of opinion conducted by Radio Ghana on the recent Afrobarometer report by the CDD suggests that majority of Ghanaians believe government is doing its best, but more needs to be done.
Well, basically, my answer will be based on what I see in my area. For me, the road condition in my area is very bad. We don't have water in our area, and then currently with load shedding of the electricity, in fact, for me, sometimes 24 hours, you don't even have electricity. Looking at my area, I don't think it's very good.
We shouldn't be doing a comparison because we don't have the things. The things were not there. It is not anybody's making that we should have electricity problems. We just that we have to pray to God that the rain comes, or if Atuabu is ready for us, then we can have our electricity and we move on. So comparison such as me, I don't like. That is why we have to look elsewhere, like Atuabu has come. People are talking about wind. Solar, I don't think solar will help us much, but wind will also help us. The Tiger with something they say they want to do will also help us. We should look at other avenues so that we can move forward.
It's too bad. We are not sad at all about the government, the challenges. Our water is not run, and the light of, I mean, they said it's 2 days, but this time, it's not like that. The government should do something about it.
Poorly, because compared to, let's say, the previous government, things weren't that difficult like as now. Because now, I mean, taking car alone is a big problem, because a tax will go for 10 cities and a truck still will even go for 2 cities and 10 cities, which is too much. We are extracting oil in Ghana, but yet we are still having this energy crisis and we are going through so much economic crisis. It's too bad. I'm not happy at all with the performance.
The full barometer has always been a lie. They always lie. You use about 2,000 people or 20,000 people, you ask their views, and then the fact that they say that the government is not doing well, then you just come out and say Ghana, the government is not doing well. We are about 24 million Ghanaians here. So if you want to do an Afrobarometer, you need to go outside and sit down and don't just sit down and then do any desktop research and then you say that people don't like the government.
Views of some Ghanaians on the latest release of Afrobarometer by the CDD. There are reports